Well, again, the Barnum Festival is upon us here in Greater Bridgeport, and there are still three huge events for you to take advantage of, three premier events, I should say, because virtually anything tied to the Barnum Festival is excitement embodied when it comes to the Park City. We're going to be talking to their 2026 ringmaster, Tom McCart, the right after we remind you that coming up later this week, well, you've heard about this cause, I'm for the people, and now you're invited to meet the folks that are going to bring you their free, family-friendly Choose Love Movement annual fundraiser. It's celebrating Sandy Hook victim Jesse Lewis. The event's happening June 24th, beginning at 4:30 at the Newtown Community Center at Fairfield Hills, just off 84 in Newtown, and features a touch of truck, Newtown Strong Therapy Dogs, a bounce house, wellness and activity stations, so you can learn about the Choose Love formula of courage, gratitude, forgiveness, and compassion in action. There'll be free pizza, cupcakes, prizes from our radio station street team, and raffle prizes, as well as Choose Love Movement merchandise available for purchase. Proceeds support the movement's free essential life skills programs that are happening in your neighborhood and around the world. Learn more and register under the events tab at ChooseLoveMovement.org. All right. I've been waiting to say this, Tom. I think I'm not sure I ever did it over the 33 plus years I've been hosting the award-winning For the People. So let me try to get this right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the 2026 Barnum Festival Ringmaster, Tom McCarthy.
Well, hello, John. How are you?
How did that go?
You did a great job. You did a better job than I do, generally.
Oh, no, no, don't say that. So, Tom, you and I have kind of known each other through affiliations and mutual friendships for quite a long time, but let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your background and this pride and love you have for the Park City.
Well, yes, thank you. First of all, thank you very much for having me on. I mean, this has been such an exciting year for me. I mean, it's really thrilling. I'll be honest with you, a little tiring sometimes because it's a lot, the festival. But the festival has such a huge impact on our community, our region, that it really is exciting. It kind of gets the blood moving, and it gets me excited every single time I have an event coming up. So I have had a love for the Barnum Festival since I was a little kid. We grew up on Park off of Park Avenue in Bridgeport. And so the parade would come by every single year, the Barnum Festival parade, and I just thought everybody had a parade going by their house growing up. And we would start preparing, a week in advance. You'd go get your spot on Park Avenue and put your chairs down and make sure you had the primo location to see the parade because you didn't want to miss 1 minute of it. And so I grew up like that, and I remember very clearly watching the redcoats go by, you know, the Barnum Festival ringmasters and the former ringmasters, and never occurred to me when I was a kid that I might be wearing the red jacket one of these days, but here I am, and I couldn't be any more thrilled. So I've lived in Bridgeport my entire life. I currently am a lawyer for the town of Trumbull. I run their HR, Labor Relations, Civil Service Department.
Okay.
But the thing that really connects me to the Bridgeport community and region is that I was on the Bridgeport City Council for 17 years and was the city council president for 10 of those years. And during that entire time, I was part of the Barnum Festival, including now for the last few years, I have been the treasurer of the Barnum Festival nonprofit organization.
Yeah, and in all those, no year as a member, never mind a leader of a municipal government organization like a council, is without its tumult. And I imagine now every time you bend down and pull those boots on, you're realizing that the real sacrifice comes as the ringmaster.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you can't be on the city council and you can't do the ringmaster if you don't have a love for your community.
Right.
And I do. I love the city of Bridgeport. I love this region. I think we're lucky to live here. You know, sometimes you get some, if you talk to folks, sometimes they hear only the negative about Bridgeport. And I'll tell you that there are great people in the city. I have met so many more of them through the council and through being the Barnum Festival ringmaster. It's thrilling to meet all the good people in our region, and that just builds the love up that I have.
Yeah, and your duties tied to parades came as recently as yesterday with the Wingding Parade, even though we have more events coming up to talk about.
I'll tell you what, if you want to see something cute, that Wingding Parade was the greatest thing. It is all these kids, they gather up at the zoo and they have their own little parade that's led by our Tom Thumb and Lavinia Warren, who are just awesome on the royal family. And it is so cute to watch them go. And then they get to hang out at the zoo. They go in the carousel. And, you know, the Beardsley Zoo absolutely is a prize for our region. And we're so lucky that they host the Wingding for us. And what an event it was.
What are a couple of the other high points of your ringmaster reign so far?
Well, so far we have had, we have had a lot of events. We've had some new ones, some old ones. Some of the things that we've done is we did a Meet the Ringmaster, which is a traditional event, which you kind of like. It's your first presentation as the ringmaster in public, and you just have a little fun at something like that. But then we did, every single ringmaster tries to bring a little of their own personality and their life and their background to it. So I had a Celtic cabaret this year, which we had. We brought in an Irish band, and we danced and had a good time. We even had some Irish dancers teaching all the audience to get up and do the Irish dance stuff. I wouldn't say we were good, but we had a good time.
No, that's all that matters, right?
Right.
That's what the Barnum Festival is all about.
That is exactly right. And by the way, and my theme this year is family, friends, and fun. And what I've said when the team asked me to be the ringmaster this year, what I said to them was, I said, I'll only do it if we promise to have fun at every event, because you know, we live in a world where we need to have a little more fun and a couple more laughs. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to have fun, bring fun to the community, but also at the same time, you know, do a little good for the community. We raise money for scholarships and community health fair and things like that, that are really positive for the community, but I want to have a good time doing it.
And speaking of friends, I mean, when you look back past the reigns of so many dozens of ringmasters who have come before you, and so many of those individuals were not just ringmasters but friends, whether they are still with us or they are not. There is a camaraderie I find as I experience, a bunch of ringmasters together in the same room together.
It really is. It's a club, and they welcomed me with such open arms, from Dr. Camilla Lawrence, who is a breast cancer surgeon, to George Estrada, who works with me in Trumbull, and I mean, Greg Gannant last year, owns a building company. I mean, they all are pillars of the community, but they open the arms and they really help the next ringmaster understand what only they know about, how to hide your words to your lyrics that you have to sing in your hat.
Yes, yes.
That kind of stuff. They teach you the secrets, but they also are so warm and welcoming, and because they understand that this is it's a bit of a mountain to climb to be the ringmaster to do it, but it's also such a positive for the community that they know they want to make sure that you're successful.
Yeah. Well, there's much to come. Probably a couple of the most universally accessible events that anybody can enjoy tied to the Barnum Festival, whether they're coming over on the ferry from Long Island or anywhere within the sound of our voice, Westchester County, up in anywhere in Connecticut. A couple of the biggest events happen this coming weekend, starting with the Barnum Sky Blast fireworks. In the last couple minutes that we have together, let's just invite people to these events that kick off on June 26th with this massive fireworks display.
Yeah, every year the Bonham Festival works in conjunction with the City of Bridgeport to do one of the largest fireworks shows in all of Connecticut, and we're very proud of that. And we call it the Bonham Sky Blast because it truly is a sky blast. It is a once-in-a-lifetime occasion to see something so phenomenal. You can come to Seaside Park. It's Friday, June 26th. We encourage everybody to come early because we'll have entertainment. We'll also have food trucks there, and it'll be a great full night. And by the way, early on, we do a lot of events that we sell tickets to raise money, but we are now focused on the free part of the show. Everything is family-free fun from this point forward. And so starting with the Sky Blast on Friday night, come down. It's free. Obviously, the food trucks you got to pay, but we'll have free entertainment, and we'll have free fireworks for everybody at Seaside Park in Bridgeport. Yep. And it will be an absolute blast. And I encourage everyone to come. If you haven't come, come early and stay late.
And then another great free family activity is this community health fair the next morning.
Well, one of the things that I'm proudest of the Barnum Festival is that we give back to the community. We recognize that we're in a place where we want to have fun and do great events, but we also want to give back to the community because there's such a need in the community. And Dr. Camelia Lawrence, when she was ringmaster a couple of years ago, she started the community health, the Barnum Community Health Fair, and it has been a huge success. We take over Central High School for the morning on the Saturday the 27th, and we have all sorts of vendors there. You have medical care, free medical care for folks. Hartford Healthcare is a main sponsor, and they do a really tremendous job of making sure that all the aspects of healthcare are there. In addition to that, we also have it's a food insecurity fair as well. We will have all sorts of access to free, healthy food for the community. No questions asked. Come in, fill up a bag, and take a bag of food home. That's what we want. We want people to come in, and we want them to take advantage of all the resources that we're going to bring to the table. And that is this Saturday between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Saturday the 27th, June 27th,
yes.
Between
yep.
11 a.m. and 2 p.m. at
yep.
Central High School in Bridgeport. And just come in and take advantage of all the incredible things health-wise and food-wise that we'll have there.
And squeezing into our last minute, you get to lead the very parade that you enjoyed so many years as a child, the Great Street Parade, coming up on Sunday, June 28th, a week from today as we broadcast this on Sunday morning.
A week from today, we call it the Great Street Parade for a reason, because it is a great street parade. It is fun. It is exciting. We're making a big announcement. We are going to have the Stanford balloons for the Stanford Balloon Parade.
Wow.
We're having the balloons for the Stanford Parade here for the first time. It is going to be such a wonderful time. I am so thrilled about it. We have moved the location back to Park Avenue. We're going to start on North and Clinton, go down North Avenue, left on Park Avenue, right by my house. Right on Capitol Avenue. So make sure you're there. The parade starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday, June 28th. So 11 a.m. Sunday, June 28th, we're going to have the Great Street Parade. And you get to see me and scream your head off when I come by. And I can't wait to see everybody there.
Tom McCarthy, this year's ringmaster for the 2026 Barnum Festival. All big events coming up starting next weekend, next Friday with the Barnum Sky Blast Fireworks, June 26th, Community
yep.
Health Fair at Central on June 27th, and then the big Great Street Parade wrapping it up on Sunday, June 28th. Yes, a big weekend down in Bridgeport. We hope everybody comes and goes to barnumfestival.org to get all the inside information on where to go and how to enjoy everything most. Tom, thank you so much.
John, thank you, and I'll see you at the parade.